StoryCorps is made possible through funding from the Atlantic Philanthropies, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide. You can support StoryCorps by visiting our website, storycorps.org.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. This month marks the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America, and this week you'll hear a conversation between members of one troop in Pensacola, Florida.
My name is Derek Canale. My age is 54, and we're right next to our scout leader and his wife.
My name's Richard Coleman.
And I'm Claudia Coleman.
The Colemans are the leaders of Troop 409, a troop of scouts with special needs. Derek is one of the oldest members of the group. He's an Eagle, the highest rank a scout can earn. While most kids have to make Eagle by the time they're 18, special needs scouts do not. Recently, Derek sat down with the Colemans to talk about their troop.
Derek, I joined your troop in 1987. I had two daughters, so in a way, this was a night out with the boys.
I wanted to be part of the group, too, and I became an assistant scoutmaster to Troop 409.
And, Derek, why did you want to become a Boy Scout?
Because I saw it in the World Book. I've been doing scouting for almost 26 years, and it's hard to believe that our troops lasted that long.
Well, Derek, when he was about 34, was able to make Eagle, and you were my first Eagle, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you stay in the Boy Scouts all these years?
Because everybody needs my help, because some of them are a little slow and some of them can't read and write.
Now, these guys all work together. You remember Randy? He's on his wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
We took him to summer camp with us. And since we're in the panhandle of Florida, there's a lot of soft sand, and trying to maneuver a wheelchair around is kind of hard. And this is how resourceful these scouts are. They came up with an idea that if they harnessed themselves to the wheelchair, Randy could sit back there and yell, "Mush." It was like a dog sled. They would drag him around camp like this. So we're the can-do troop. I try not to pay attention to what their problems are, because when I've got them, they're all scouts.
The thing is, if we can't do something right, they don't get mad about it. Some people, you know, if you can't do it right, that's it.
We are so proud of this troop. It has become a huge part of our life.
How would you describe Derek?
Dedicated.
And you're our troop historian, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just like to thank Derek for all the help and all the encouragement you give the new scouts in the troop, Derek.
You're welcome.
And I told your mom that you carried the spirit of Troop 409 in your heart. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
That's Derek Canale talking to Richard and Claudia Coleman at StoryCorps in Pensacola. See photos of Troop 409 at our website, storycorps.org. While you're there, you can listen to hundreds of other stories and find out how you can support the project, like picking up a copy of our book, Listening is an Act of Love. For the StoryCorps podcast, I am Nadia Raymond. Thanks for listening.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can hear StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and on Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at storycorps.org.